I'd like to invite first DJ Norman from Jackson, Ohio. He's 27 years old. He's going to tell us how God has been good to him.
Hello, everybody. Good evening. My name is DJ Norman. I'm 27 from Jackson, Ohio. I was born and raised there. I come from a Christian background, was raised in church. Got a set of parents that's been together for 30-something years. Come up in a good home. And I got one sister that's 2 years older than me. She's a nurse, married with a kid. She's doing good for herself. And then I kind of strayed off the path at a young age, started running with the wrong crowd. Forgot my roots and what my parents had instilled from me or in me. And kind of just turned my back on religion and got mixed up with drugs and alcohol. Ran wild for a long time, just doing what I wanted to do, running on my own will, and finally caught up with me. I got in trouble with the law a little bit and got arrested and had an ultimatum of either sitting in the county jail for over a year, where I would just spin my wheels and stay in the same mindset and, you know, the same way of living, being a predator and preying on the weak. And I just, something called my heart whenever the judge mentioned this place. I've had a lot of buddies get sent down here. He got hooked up with St. Matthew's House like 5 or 6 years ago, and a lot of my friends have came down here and changed their life. And I thought, well, I've tried everything else. Why not give God another try? So I came down and I was pretty upset about having to leave Ohio and, you know, come down here to Naples. And, you know, I never thought I'd enjoy Florida, but it's not bad. I just really could feel the overwhelming presence of God whenever I got to the slab, just to see them people reaching out and helping the homeless people and not pushing them astray or forgetting about them or treating them like animals. You know, that everyone was there to help, and that was just God in general. And this place has just opened my heart back up to the Lord and showed me that, you know, he never left me. You know, he was carrying me through all my darkness and had his hand out waiting on me to grab his hand the whole time, but I was just being too stubborn and prideful to ask for help. You know, if I wanted a mountain moved, I wanted to move it myself. I didn't want to ask nobody for help. And this program has just softened up my heart. And I've met some really good guys that come from all walks of life, but our stories are all remotely the same. And I've never had what you call sober friends. You know, people always just wondered what can DJ give me or what can I get from him? And I was the same way. I only wanted to be around somebody to get something from them. And that's not the case down here. You know, everyone's here to help everybody and just really see you progress. And the presence of God's everywhere here. From all the churches we attend to the people we meet, no one treats us any different. And God's just really been faithful to me, you know, from turning my back on him and really not thinking that he was real anymore to, you know, him delivering me from what I was in. You know, I drive a truck for a living as a profession, and I was running across the highways all messed up on drugs and putting people's lives in danger. I've wrecked a couple of them. And through all that, you know, I walked away unscathed, and that wasn't, you know, a coincidence. You know, that was God. I look at coincidences as God's way of being anonymous. He's had his hand on me forever. He's never lifted his hand off of me. And I'm just really thankful that God didn't give up on me when I gave up on myself. And I'm really thankful for this program and thankful for all of your guys' help and thankful for where the Lord's got me here today. Thank you, guys. Thank you.